Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Attorney General intends to indict the Israeli Prime Minister. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israeli Attorney General intends to indict the Prime Minister on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. And so when we want to get the inside information, we go to Winky Medad. Winky, is that a serious indictment, or what's going on? Tell us the extent of the seriousness of this move by the Attorney General.
Well, first of all, Jimmy, in many countries around the world, by law, you cannot charge a sitting prime minister or president. The second is that this has been going on for about 2.5 years, Jimmy, and it's been a very long process, and it's become very political and very public, rather than a matter of legalistic or judicial considerations. And the third point I want to make out is that while the elections are only about just over a month away, the process that has now started is that Mr. Netanyahu still has the ability to get an appointment for an interview before the charges are put before the court themselves. This week, the charges were only an intention of the Attorney General, which means the trial will not start maybe for close to half a year or more, which means that the Attorney General has interfered with the elections without the public being able to know, well, is he correct or is he not correct? Is Mr. Netanyahu criminal, and of what degree, or maybe he's innocent completely, and yet during the elections they can vote this way or that way based on something they really don't know.
Winky Medad with the details on the intended indictment of the Israeli Prime Minister. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Winky's report does for sure detail a political move on the part of the Attorney General of Israel. This announcement, coming just weeks before the upcoming election, which will elect the next prime minister, is a very suspicious move. We don't know if the prime minister is guilty or not, but this, as I've already said, is a political move to defeat the prime minister's efforts for re-election. Remember, God brought human government into existence on this earth for the purpose of guiding humankind to do His will. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. The election of any political leader is God's way to have His plan fulfilled on the earth. That's Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. To cheat the process is against God's will. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...